On the Senate floor this morning, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell delivered his harshest rebuke yet of President Trump and the deadly insurrection by pro-Trump extremists 2 weeks ago as Congress was meeting to certify the election results.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like.
Meanwhile, there are no public events scheduled for President Trump on this, his last day in office. He's preparing for a big military send-off, which happens tomorrow, a few hours before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. And for the first time in recent history, the two men will not see each other during this formal transition of power. Let's bring in Mara Liasson, NPR national political correspondent. Hi, Mara.
Hi there.
An NPR poll out today shows that most Americans think Trump will be remembered as a below average or one of the worst presidents in U.S. history. And now, as we heard, the top Senate Republican is calling him a liar who provoked a riot. What jumps out to you about the polling and McConnell's comments?
Well, they are quite harsh. Maybe they suggest that McConnell is willing to vote to convict President Trump when the Senate holds its impeachment trial. We don't quite know when that's going to start. But it's an extraordinary situation. Everything about this transfer of power is unusual. First of all, it's the first time in American history where we haven't had a peaceful transfer of power. As you pointed out, there was a violent attempt to stop the transfer of power at the Capitol last week. It failed. This is also going to be the first time since Andrew Johnson that an outgoing president has not attended the inauguration of his successor. The first time that his family won't be graciously meeting with the new president and their family the way Michelle Obama and Melania Trump did, the way Laura Bush and Mrs. Obama did. The other thing is that Washington, D.C. right now is an armed camp, and because of security concerns, and also the inauguration ceremony itself is going to be relatively depopulated because of COVID.
Do we know if the president plans to speak to the American public before he leaves office?
We assume that he will, but there's no official word on exactly what he'll do, whether he'll give a video message or whether he will speak at Andrews Air Force Base. He is planning to leave the White House tomorrow, go to Andrews and have a military ceremony send off there.
What is expected to happen at Trump's departure ceremony tomorrow? And what will actually happen inside of the White House during that time?
What happens inside the White House is that the White House is going to be deep cleaned because of COVID. It would always be cleaned. And the Biden's stuff will be moved in and the Trump's belongings are moved out. There are some holdovers in the residential staff that Trump hired from his hotels. We don't know if they're going to stay or not. But the big thing that's missing, as I mentioned, is this gracious handoff where the first families meet. We've seen it every time. Every transfer of power includes a picture of the North Portico, usually of the new president, the outgoing president, and their wives standing together. And that is not going to happen this time.
There are some practical reasons why that typically happens.
Well, yes, you want to make it as smooth as possible for the new family. And remember, the backdrop to all of this, you mentioned that NPR poll that just came out. 65% of Americans in that poll said that they believe Joe Biden is legitimately elected, but 70% of Republicans do not. They believe the falsehood that somehow, even though this election wasn't close, Trump won and had it stolen from him. And that is a big cloud hanging over the new president. And by not meeting with him, by boycotting the inauguration, Donald Trump is trying to keep that falsehood alive.
Well, Mara Liasson, it's Robin here. I'm just going to jump in to ask you one last question. This evening, President-elect Biden will speak at a national remembrance for coronavirus victims. He's hitting the ground running. He's got, you know, first day actions like rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement. No cabinet, though, in place yet. And Trump's second impeachment trial looming in the Senate. And we just heard these harsh words from Mitch McConnell. Many are probably trying to interpret those with the trial looming. So what's your sense of how Biden's approaching his first days in office?
Well, Biden is starting like a lot of presidents do with a flurry of executive orders. A lot of them are undoing executive orders that Trump issued. That's very typical. But he also is not just hitting the ground running. He's kind of hitting the ground sprinting. He's laid out an extremely ambitious agenda for not just for the first 100 days, for the first 10 days. He first and foremost wants to get a vaccine program up and running. It's been very sluggish. He says he's going to deliver 100 million doses of the vaccine in 100 days. He's going to send legislation on immigration to Congress on day one. There are a lot of things that Biden can do on his own through executive action, especially standing up the vaccine program. He does need congressional help to pass legislation for COVID relief and also immigration and other things. But as far as impeachment, that trial, he is determined to keep it at arm's length, focus on the pandemic, leave the fate of Donald Trump to Congress.
We'll leave it at that. Mara Liasson, national political correspondent. Thank you.
You're welcome.